love you, you love me. We're a happy family with a great big hug and a kiss from me to you. Won't you say you love me too?
For new and/or inexperienced computer users, it's often very difficult to separate the genuine virus warnings from the fearmongers who make up stories to scare the wits out of the uninformed. It's certainly true that information is power, so in this section of Main Menu, we seek to provide you with some information that may help you to sort the rubbish from the genuine. Just about anyone with an email account has received at least one message at some time in their lives warning that if you open a certain message with a given subject line, that your hard disk will be infected. The first fake warning that I'm aware of like this was the infamous Good Times virus, but there have been lots more besides. So here's the deal. You can't get a virus simply by opening a plain text email message. It is impossible. There is still some debate as to whether you can get a virus from an HTML message. The fact that there is some debate still occurring at all means that if it is possible, the risk of getting a virus at this stage from an HTML message is very low. What you do have to watch out for, though, is attachments to incoming email messages. Messages that don't have attachments are generally safe. You can't be infected by opening a document or spreadsheet with one of the viewers that ship with Windows, such as the Microsoft Word or Excel viewer. If you open such a file in one of these viewers and it does contain a virus, there's no ability for that virus, which will be in a macro, to execute because the viewers don't run the macros. Unfortunately, though, if you have a full Office product on your system, such as Microsoft Word or Microsoft Excel, opening an attachment to an email message will result in the full-blown Excel or Word application or whatever being launched, so you've got to be careful in that regard. If you're using a program like Outlook or Outlook Express, it's very important that you save a file to disk before running it. In fact, if you've been keeping up with Windows updates, you've probably downloaded a security update for Microsoft Outlook and Microsoft Outlook Express. This requires certain files that are more prone than others to having a virus to be saved to disk before you can run them. The reason why this is a significant improvement is because most virus scanners, and anyone who doesn't have one of those is playing computer suicide, have a better chance of detecting viruses before you run a file if the attachment is saved to disk first. In the case of programs like Eudora and many other email clients, files are actually saved to disk as they come in a special directory designated for attachments. So in this case, virus checkers are given a better opportunity to check the file out before you run it. So please, if you're an Outlook user of any kind, be it Express, 2098 or whatever, save files to disk before you run them once you receive an attachment. There are a number of good virus safety packages on the market. Buying one is a small investment in keeping your valuable documents and files safe. The two most popular programs are the products from Norton and McAfee. The last review of virus checkers that I saw from CNET indicated that Norton was quite a bit more CPU intensive than McAfee, meaning that Norton may slow down your system more if, in particular, you have a slower system. I personally use the McAfee Clinic, which is a web-based tool that offers full protection, checking your system for viruses in real time, so that if you try and run a file that contains a virus, as long as the McAfee Clinic knows about it, then you'll know about it too before the virus can do any harm. Every morning, I'm told via a small pop-up window whether McAfee Clinic has a new file for me to download that updates my virus checker for newly discovered viruses. A virus checker is absolutely essential, but these programs do have limitations. They are reactive. In other words, they really rely on a virus being discovered and the identifying characteristics of that virus being reported before the software can be updated to recognize it. And this is where it's important to become a bit computer savvy. Never set your security in Excel or Word below normal, for example, setting it to low security. Even normal security will give you some protection against viruses in the sense that you will be asked to run offending macros before they can do any damage. have in place a good backup strategy. Backing up is one of those things that too often gets put off until another day. You've invested lots of money and time on programs, documents, and getting your computer to behave just the way you want it. Invest a few moments in some insurance and back up. We hope to have a feature on good backup strategies in a future edition of Main Menu. Also note that the old advice, which incidentally is still being offered by Microsoft, about not running a file attachment from someone you don't know, is woefully inadequate. Of course, you should be suspect of file attachments from people you don't know, but some people were caught out because the I Love You virus and its siblings were sent through address books. Thus, people were getting the I Love You virus from people that they did know. Now, to some extent, you can use a bit of common sense. How likely is it, for example, that if you're a straight man, you're going to get a message from a business associate who is also a straight man saying, I love you? But it's not always that easy. What if you regularly receive jokes from your brother, and all of a sudden you receive this message with an attachment with the subject line, jokes for you? So there are other steps you can take to become even more computer savvy. The most important one is to turn off the ridiculous default behavior in Windows to hide file extensions. This is the only way you'll really be able to tell what kind of file you're dealing with, and it gets rid of a very serious flaw in the default behavior of Windows. One thing that caught many people out is that the I Love You virus was called iloveyou.txt.vbs. But because the default behavior for Windows is to hide the file extension, the file appeared to many users as iloveyou.txt. Now, everyone knows that you can't get a virus from a text file, so people felt quite comfortable to run it, not seeing the VBS extension because Windows had hidden it. It is really essential to stop Windows from behaving in this irresponsible way, and then to learn about file extensions and what each of them does. First, to stop this behavior, hold down the Windows key and press E to get into Windows Explorer. Press Alt V to get to the View menu, and then O for Options. Press Control Tab to get to the View tab of this multi-page dialog, and press the Tab key until you're in the Tree view, containing a range of options for Windows Explorer. Press the down arrow key until you hear the option Hide File Extensions for Known File Types. If this option is checked, and your screen reader should tell you whether it's checked or unchecked, or in some cases, on or off, uncheck it, turn it off. You can do this, if you need to, by pressing the space bar. If it's fine the way it is, if the extensions are not being hidden, just hit the Enter key to get out. If you've changed it, also hit the Enter key, which will choose the OK button. Then be careful if you receive an attachment with a number of crucial extensions, including .exe and .com, which are program files, .bat, which are batch files, and especially at the moment, .vbs or .vbe, which are Visual Script files. It is highly, highly unlikely that the average user will receive a .vbs or .vbe file for legitimate reasons. Oh, and one final thing. Keep this whole thing in perspective and enjoy the power that computers are still bringing to those of us who are blind.
With a great big fun and a kiss from me to you. Won't